Hello and welcome to WDOT News. And up first, we are with Kimball with World News.
The opening ceremony of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics kicked off on Friday night. The culmination of preparations was set by the COVID-19 pandemic and criticism over human rights in China that led several countries to mount a diplomatic boycott. Hundreds of protesters from China's Muslim Uyghur community rallied in Istanbul on Friday to call for a boycott of the Winter Olympics opening in Beijing and to urge participants to speak out against China's treatment of the ethnic minority. The European Union and the United States have agreed to resume trade in mussels, clams, and oysters from the end of February after they were halted more than a decade ago, marking another step in improved transatlantic relations. Greece will allow tourists with a European Union vaccination certificate to enter the country without having to show a negative test for COVID-19 from February 7th, the Tourism and Health Ministry said on Friday. The Mediterranean country, which relies heavily on tourism, has been gradually easing travel restrictions initially imposed to combat the spread of COVID-19. U.S. forces secure another victory over ISIS. Abu Ibrahim al-Qarashi, a religious scholar and former soldier and Iraqi leader, Saddam Hussein's army, led Islamic State from the shadows for a little over 2 years before he blew himself up during a raid by U.S. forces on a house in northern Syria. Qarashi's death was another setback for a group that once ruled a self-proclaimed caliphate stretching across territory in Syria and Iraq. Moroccan rescuers workers on Friday came closer to reaching a young child trapped at the bottom of a well in delicate operation to dig out large parts of a hillside where there's a risk of landslide. And now with national news, Foreman.
National Archives says it will turn over Mike Pence's records to January 6th panel. David Ferrero, archivist of the United States, told Trump in a letter Tuesday that he will give the documents to the House investigators. A butterfly conservatory is shutting down due to right-wing harassment. The National Butterfly Center in Mission, Texas has announced that it's closing its doors for the immediate future after ongoing harassment directed at employees and the center itself. The center has been locked in a years-long legal battle with the Trump administration and the We Build the Wall group regarding a planned border wall. Hundreds of Missouri National Guard troops have been traveling along the state's roadways this week to rescue drivers left stranded in their vehicles by recent winter storms. Law enforcement officials have received more than 2,600 calls for help concerning 556 crashes by the storm. A black doctor sues J.P. Morgan Chase, alleging she was refused service at the Texas branch because of her race. Dr. Malika Mitchell Stewart was denied $16,000 by a check for a check from her job from the employees at the bank. And now with politics, we have Jackman.
In political news this week, New York State approved new congressional districts that some consider to be heavily favoring Democrats. One such district is the that has been gerrymandered as New York's 3rd congressional district, which along with including the original part of the district, Long Island, now curves up the Long Island Sound to include cities like Rye and New Rochelle. In other news, the many problems plaguing the Biden administration, according to some, has caused his approval rating to drop to nearly 41%. This is the lowest his approval rating has been in office and could be a bad sign for the midterm elections. Finally, President Biden has promised to nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer by the end of the month. This is going to face opposition in the Senate, where the Democrats have a slim majority. Now, with more news, here is somebody.
Two stolen car crashes minutes apart in Suffolk. A GMC SUV was parked outside of Duncan in Deer Park, where it was stolen. The SUV was found after it crashed into a utility pole and was overturned just before 10 p.m. on Thursday. The incident happened in front of a medical building on West Jericho Turnpike in Commack. Two people in the SUV were arrested, a 20-year-old and a 16-year-old. The 16-year-old was taken to Stony Brook Hospital, where he is being treated for minor injuries. A second vehicle, an SUV Honda was stolen somewhere in West Babylon. The minutes after the first crash, the SUV crashed into the Walgreens and Jericho Turnpike in East Northport. It is said that they all jumped out and fled the scene of the crime. So far, no one has been arrested for the second car crash. They don't know if the car crashes are considered. And here is Rigel with the business news.
So, Facebook Meta has gone down $251 billion in value. This is one of the biggest wipeouts in stock market history. Meta Platform Inc.'s one-day crash now ranks the worst in stock market history. They plunge 26% on Thursday back of global earnings. Australians are now paying real money for virtual land in the metaverse. This week, Christine, a retired school teacher in Perth, paid a bit over $1,000 to buy a virtual penthouse in this place called Euphoria. Free money in California is offered up to students up to $225 to open a college saving fund for children. California officials have developed a saving plan called ScholarShare. Now, off to Felix for
Jackson Sports.
Oh, off to Jackson for sports.
Okay, the Super Bowl is coming up soon. Recently, the AFC and NFC Championship was played. Two highly entertaining games for the fans. The Rams beat the 49ers to move on, and the Bengals beat the Chiefs to move on as well. They will both meet on February 13th in one of the biggest events in America every year for the Super Bowl. Even people that don't like football watch for the new releases and the entertaining commercials. The Rams have a slight advantage because it's in their own stadium. Although, what's funny is the Bengals are actually the home team because the NFC were last year. Although it still should be a very entertaining game for everyone. In other news, the MLB lockout is still going on. The MLB lockout is where players and the MLB have not agreed on a bargaining agreement. The MLB and the MLBPA have to come to an agreement soon. Meanwhile, no players are allowed to sign deals or switch teams. Teams are not even allowed to talk to players. It is very bad for everyone. Hopefully it comes to an end soon. Now going to Felix with entertainment.
This week in entertainment, 90 Day Fiancé star Jeffrey Pascal was sentenced to 18 years in prison with no chance of parole for a 2019 attack on his former fiancé. Pascal appeared on TLC's 90 Day Fiancé Season 4. In March of 2020, fans demanded that he be removed from the show due to the allegations. The victim of his attack was Varia Molina. Molina claimed that while intoxicated, Pascal grabbed her by the neck and slammed her head against the wall several times before throwing her to the ground. He was later charged with kidnapping, domestic assault, interference with an emergency call, and vandalism, and is currently on trial. He was on trial. Prior to the trial starting, Pascal took to Instagram to address the allegations, claiming he is 100% categorically innocent. Obviously, he lied. On February 3rd, 2022, InTouch reported that Pascal was sentenced to 18 years after being found guilty of aggravated kidnapping, domestic assault, and interference with emergency calls. And now Tori with science and technology.
Science has discovered a way to make you more likable using three different steps: to be seen and get well known, ask questions to engage people in conversation, and smile. People find that smiling is like eating chocolate and can make you seem more attractive. In other science news, turns out that singing lullabies, although most songs deemed violent, are important for the singers and listeners. It helps create a connection and promotes good mental health for both singing and listening. More in the medical department. Two blood cancer patients received experimental immunotherapy, 10 years with cancer in remission, and the immune cells were still in the body. This treatment is known as CAR-T cell therapy, which were engineered to track down and kill cancerous cells, which can potentially cure people with leukemia. Scientists have found out that there might be a physical reaction to couples breaking up. The brain actually creates stress hormones when you fall in love, setting it up so that when people separate, people get easily agitated and feel better when the person comes back. And now with Schreiber News, it's Max.
The boys' basketball team came back with a clutch win on Tuesday. Game star player Trevor Amalfitano smashes single-player record scoring 38 points. He spoke on the team's problems in a post-game interview with the Port Vikings. This is an ongoing series that the Port Vikings will now be conducting with post-game interviews with the star player. The varsity boys are playing Hempstead away today, and the girls' varsity are playing home for their senior night. In other news, the mask mandate has been iffy recently. Students were found not wearing masks due to information spread about the courts ruling it unethical to make students wear it. However, it's now been pushed all the way back to March until official mask mandate is dropped. The school is considering changing their anthem, apparently, considering an older alternative song in order to return to the school's older, more prominent spirit. I do believe spirit in Schreiber High School has been lackluster in the past couple years, but I think with the new head of the athletic department, we will be able to get back on pace with what we have been going on so many years ago. And now with the weather, Ramos.
The weather today is chilly with 44 degrees with an 100% chance of precipitation, but will be slowing down around late noon at 6 o'clock. The humidity is at a high 88%, and the wind will be going for 15 miles per hour, so I prefer that everyone has an umbrella handy. Otherwise, I recommend just staying at home and binge-watching some of those favorite shows you've been hoping to see. Fortunately, further into the weekend, the rain will shortly clear up and we will be looking at sunny skies with temperatures of 28 and 30 degrees with a 0% chance of rain. Since we are looking further into 6 more weeks of winter, I say we should not take these weekends for granted. Now here is Mason with the offbeat news.
This week on Offbeat News, the governor told Bette Midler to kiss his dog's hiney and he showed it to her. Meet Methusa, the oldest living aquarium fish at 90 years old. He was brought from Australia to San Francisco in 1938. A truck carrying 100 monkeys crashed last Friday. Thankfully, none of them were hurt, but some are missing. So if there is one in your yard, you know why. A Tennessee lawmaker had to apologize for getting ejected from a high school basketball game after arguing with a referee. The state of Miami agrees to address their peacock problem, as they are flooded in a lot of Miami neighborhoods, and it has become a concerning problem for residents.
Thank you for listening to the WDOT News broadcast. We thank you, and we hope you'll listen again. Have a great day and night.